From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, meeting with reporters at the Pentagon today, said he realizes there is growing impatience with the war in Afghanistan, but he took exception to the idea the war, in his words, is slipping through the administration's fingers. And Gates told reporters he disagrees with those who say it's time for the U.S. to withdraw.
I absolutely do not think it is time to get out of Afghanistan, and I think that the notion that you can conduct a purely counter-terrorist kind of campaign and do it from a distance simply does not accord with reality.
Earlier this week, the new U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, delivered a classified assessment on the war, which has now been sent to the president for his review. The document is widely believed to be a lead-in to a request for more troops and more money for the now 8-year-old war in the weeks ahead. A wildfire is still burning northeast of Los Angeles today. The Station Fire has burned more than 200 square miles of forest and is 40% contained. There are three primary areas of concern, as Steve Julian of member station KPCC reports.
The first is Mount Wilson, the peak that houses dozens of radio and TV towers and a historic observatory. It's still under some threat, though ground crews have kept the peak safe so far this week. A few miles to the west, a flare-up this morning forced about 24 people to leave their homes in the Pacoima Canyon. Crews there are confident they can cut this fire off and keep it from heading north into a very populated region of Los Angeles, the Santa Clarita Valley. The third location is in the wilderness in the southeastern portion of the Station Fire. This is rugged, steep terrain above several foothill communities where people have built homes against and, in some cases, into the forest. The attack plan today includes about 20 helicopters, 8 air tankers, and 3 larger airplanes that can drop thousands of gallons of water or gel at a time. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
The Labor Department says new jobless claims fell slightly last week, but by less than had been expected. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
There were 4,000 fewer new unemployment claims last week than the week before, but that still meant a total of 570,000 new claims for jobless benefits last week. The largest increases were in California, Ohio, and New Hampshire. There are growing signs that the economy is recovering, but a turnaround in the job market is lagging, an indication that companies are still reluctant to hire and that layoffs in many industries continue. On Friday, the Labor Department will release unemployment figures for August, and many economists expect the jobless rate to rise from the 9.4% in July. Some predict the rate will hit 10% before the end of the year. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 63 points. The Nasdaq was up 16 points today. This is NPR. Officials with the Federal Aviation Administration have ordered the replacement of some speed sensors on Airbus jets. The decision to replace the speed sensors follows the crash of an Air France jet earlier this year, in which all 228 people on board were killed. A faulty sensor on the plane is suspected in playing a role in the crash of the airplane, which went down in the Atlantic Ocean en route from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. The FAA says its replacement notice covers A330 and A340 model jets. The order will affect two U.S. airlines that use the Airbus planes, Northwest, now part of Delta and U.S. Airways. The Italian Journalists Federation, backed by fellow European organizations, is planning a major demonstration later this month to protest what it said is Prime Minister and media mogul Silvio Berlusconi's attempt to muzzle the Italian in foreign press, Sylvie Pagioli reports.
Over the last week, Berlusconi has announced he is suing several Italian and European newspapers for what he claims is slander. The main Italian target is the leftist-leaning La Repubblica, which for several months has been posing 10 questions to the prime minister, seeking clarifications about his relations with teenage girls and a self-professed prostitute. Berlusconi claims the questions in themselves are defamatory. The latest suit is against the leftist newspaper L'Unità for articles allegedly vilifying his personal life and sexual behavior. A brief filed by the prime minister's lawyer cites quotes taken from a TV comedienne insinuating that Berlusconi takes Viagra, saying the jokes are personally damaging as they represent Berlusconi as affected with erectile dysfunction, which the brief claims he is not. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.
Crude oil futures closed down 9 cents a barrel to end the day at $67.96. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.